Classic idol.
I love how Scott hates this. Really? They have a leg there?
Just one more administrative thing. When I stop recording, it's just going to send me a file.
Oh, I it'll forgot take you're recording. Oh,
it'll God. Take like an hour. It'll take an hour.
This is like the first time Paul's had to do anything for this podcast.
Yeah. Well, why would a special guest have to do anything beyond just be a special
you
guest?
You literally have to click the link.
You okay. Click the link.
Well, and then you have to transfer it.
It's a lot. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Should we bail right. And have someone else record? Yeah, let's cancel this. Okay. Canceled.
This podcast is officially canceled.
Welcome to iDoll. I dream of lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 89 with a very special guest today.
Ladies and gentlemen, special guest Paul here for the Mike Ditka episode.
Cancel.
I don't think that that's right. This is
2020 snatched Mike Ditka. I think he's been canceled for sure.
That was a rough one. That was a rough one. Him and Urlacher were like 2 days apart.
Yeah, it was a rough week for the Bears. For
both of them. I mean, they've both been pretty racist for a long time.
But they weren't open about it.
Not this explicitly, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. Okay, good job, Bears Legends. That's what we're going with. Mike Ditka. Yeah. I stopped looking it up, so I don't know who else is a contender.
I'm so glad we switched over to my Zoom because Paul's already frozen twice.
Yeah, this is
good.
Paul, New Year's resolution for Paul, get better internet.
I got four bars. Bars on bars.
What does a bar mean?
My Wi-Fi, obviously.
Yeah, the bar is bullshit, clearly.
Could have gone with Dino Marchetti.
El Countryman. Your face just froze. Like that.
Good podcast content.
Yeah. Chef's kiss.
Anyway, we'll just hope for the best and plan for the worst.
I got to get my nanny and wife off the Wi-Fi.
What's your nanny doing on the Wi-Fi?
She's choking the Wi-Fi, choking the bandwidth here.
Ooh, a little bit of sound coming from my computer. Yeah, is she like streaming Netflix to the baby or what? Come on.
Probably. Just throw the TV on and the job is done.
Yeah, that's how I take care of Landon.
Yep.
Speaking of Landon, he had a good dinner last night, from what I hear.
Solid! Right.
We got a picture of Landon enjoying maybe the greatest meal of all time. Evan, you want to explain where this meal came from?
From right outside of Old Orchard Mall at the local Culver's.
Culver's.
Nice.
Did they win the fast food bracket? No, Wendy's did. It got Wendy's to the final four.
Yeah. They were on top fries as well, if I remember correctly.
I remember. Okay, so Culver's, this is your first time at Culver's.
Which is remarkable. That's remarkable. You never
pretty amazing. It's been in the Chicagoland area for quite a while. What were your thoughts? We've talked it up a lot.
I think I texted you, no joke, could be a top three fast food chain of all time.
Wow.
Well, it already was.
Yeah.
Idol ranking, but just more confirmation. Yeah, it's good.
And we went with the works. We went with the works. Double butter burger, chicken tendies. What are those called? Cheese curds, French fries, vanilla Oreo concrete.
Wow.
It was great.
I couldn't have set you up with a better order. I'm pretty impressed.
That's not bad.
I will say the only thing, and I didn't have this. Angel and Landon both had it. Angel said their ranch was weak. Did not like the dipping ranch.
I don't like the vessel. It's a shallow vessel for it, which I don't like. I feel like they completely submerge my cheese curd.
It's true.
Not as possible. I don't remember. I always thought it was fine.
I think the ranch is fine. It's not mind blowing. It's ranch.
It's no Hidden Valley. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the Culver's experience?
The Butterburger was solid. Like, I was not expecting that.
It's a solid burger.
It's a good fast food burger. It's a great fast food burger.
Yeah.
And your cheese curds?
Let's talk about the cheese curds.
You guys know me. I don't like cheese curds, but that was pretty good.
I mean, I don't get how you don't like cheese curds. It sounds to me like you've never had cheese curds.
Those cheese curds were like, they were just fancy mozzarella sticks. Like, that's all they were.
Which is awesome. I mean,
yeah. Right, which is why...
they're better mozzarella sticks. Yes, I would agree.
I would say cheese curds in general, no. These cheese curds, yes.
Are you talking like unfried cheese curds?
Yeah, I don't like those either.
So any fried cheese curd is awesome. Just by definition. It's cheese battered and deep fried. Like, there's nothing bad about any of that. So
yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm too blue collar for fancy mozzarella sticks. I just need regular ones.
Okay.
I don't know. But the crinkle cut fries, so good. One of my favorite style of fries too.
Yeah.
Great style.
And also the chicken tenders were like legit chicken.
Yeah, so the chicken tenders are probably the piece of the Culver's experience that is, I think that's my favorite chicken tender of all time, is the Culver's chicken tenders. I'd rather get that. I usually get that over the Butterburger, honestly, because it's just, I can get a burger. It's good, but I can get a burger, but the chicken tenders, off the chain.
Yeah, and I would say the Concrete, I mean, it's no Scooters, but it's close.
It's solid, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Good value. All right. Well, that is a glowing review for all those of you who were waiting for Evan to give you the go ahead.
You've been sitting in pins and needles.
Yeah, it's only
waiting for Evan to finally try.
It's only taken me 32 years, guys, but I did it. I did it.
It's pretty good. So now you can trust Paul and I. You can take our advice and do other things in the next year.
Yep. We will not lead you astray.
Thank you. Speaking of food, I had a take I wanted to throw out there to the team. Thoughts on sandwiches with peanut butter?
Okay, fine. Good. Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly. It's a great
peanut
sandwich.
Butter and jelly. Great.
Yeah, great. But you know what could make it better? Hot sauce. And I tested the idea. And you guys don't seem to like the idea, but none of you have tried it. It's amazing.
What kind of hot sauce are you talking about? Like Tabasco, Sriracha?
Like Frank's hot sauce.
Jalapeno.
Just normal Frank's is what I had in the house. Nothing fancy.
I'm just going to go solid.
Peanut butter and jelly?
It was just peanut butter.
I don't see it.
It just doesn't make sense.
That's a no for me, dog.
Scott is literally running on strings right now. Like, there's
my mic just fell apart. I just don't understand the hatred, because my wife also was like, no, you can't do that. Everybody loves peanut butter. Everybody loves hot sauce. Why aren't we putting them together?
That's not the right equation either.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Why would you do it? Like, what are you trying to add to it that wasn't working with what
I just felt
had?
Like the normal peanut butter sandwich, a little boring. It's just peanut butter and bread.
Yeah, that's why you add jelly.
Yeah, so throw some jelly on it.
Yeah, why
potato chips.
Yeah, why are you just eating peanut butter? Like,
well, now we're dissing that.
Why are you just eating peanut butter in between two slices of bread?
It's easy. Takes 3 seconds.
Toast.
And yeah, no. I know I'm going to regret asking, but creamy peanut butter?
Of course. I'm not eating crunchy peanut butter. If I want peanuts, I'll buy peanuts. We've been over this.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you would think to add it.
But yeah, why you would add hot sauce? Well, to me? Like,
you guys are all wrong. For all the audience members out there, try it. That's all I'm saying. Just put some hot sauce on there. And you're going to like it, I guarantee. It's a guarantee.
It's a DJ Pies guarantee.
There you go. Any other food takes out there while we're on the topic?
No, but that whole take pitched me off, so I think I've got to do a rant.
Oh.
Oh.
Do we have a drop for Paul?
Because they're premium.
Oh, we do not. My producer is saying we don't. No? Okay. No.
The producer in the room was supposed to make the drop, but I'll do it live anyways. Paul, social media rant.
Social media.
Don't at him.
All right.
Here you go, Paul. So, the floor is yours, as they say.
It's been a while since we've done one of these. It's been a while.
Evan was panicking.
I walked right in there. I had so much panic on my face because I leaned back and my hand was away from my mouth.
You weren't ready, yeah. All right.
So,
all right.
It's been a rough year, 2020. Right? Everyone's talking about it. We're approaching the end of 2020. My rant is people that are like, 2020 going to be behind us in just a couple of weeks. Looking forward to January 1st. Like my rant is, what the fuck do you think is going to be different on January 1st than on December 31st? And I've seen this multiple times where people are like, 2020, see you later. Nothing's changing. Literally nothing's changing. No. Especially for the first quarter, two quarters.
I'm not here for it.
Something is changing about a couple weeks in. So that's one. So that's good.
I guess there's that, but what's that really gonna impact?
Fair.
Student loans. Come on, Joe.
That's fair. No, I get that. I mean, I would take that rant to just in general. I remember it's like every year the last 5 years, because a bunch of celebrities are getting old and dying from drug-induced rages. We're all like, fuck 2016. Come on, 2017. And then the same thing happens every year because more people die. and we all think the next year it's going to be perfect.
What if this is just magnifying? No celebrities that people cared about died. Just like the whole year, everybody was safe.
1974. Not one. No,
not one died in 74. Nice.
Not one person died. Yeah.
In memoriams don't usually say how they died.
Pancaked by drunk dump truck driver. No, I feel you. People are excited about 2021. Yeah. People were excited about 2020 before we got here, though. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think 2021 will be a better year.
It can't be worse.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. You had your first child in 2020.
Yeah, 2020 is like the best year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, when somebody says fuck 2020, are you like, hey, well, not all of it was so bad.
Yeah, we have to preface it by being like, well, it was such a blessing of a year. We had a baby. Yeah.
And then a week later, Kobe died. So.
Oh God. That one, like, some people forget about now.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was almost a year ago. Yeah, that's crazy.
I still listen to the G-Lit and Jacoby podcast recapping The Last Dance because I'm far behind on my podcast. And they were talking about, they talked about Kobe a lot, but I just want to bring up this phrase. They have a great phrase, never heard it before. Campaigning and champagning. Such a great phrase.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
So that's the last Paul's social media rant of 2020. 2021's rants are going to be even better.
I hope so.
A lot to look forward to.
I mean, let's be honest.
The calendar's turning.
Kind of a weak rant, but I'll take it.
I told you it wasn't my best. You did but say it's something that's been on my mind and bothering me.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Cool. Nice little rant there. What else is going on, guys?
I will say that someone who is looking forward to 2021 is my wife, as she has already gotten her vaccine.
Ooh. Bless up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Blessed.
So
here's what's funny.
Very lucky.
There's something funny about the vaccine to me, which is like people are getting it and like she got it, but like her family can't get it. So no. It's kind of funny because you have one person who's like, all right, I'm good.
The one person with the second most amount of risk in our household is getting the vaccine.
Talking about Landon?
They got Landon at daycare. High risk. He won't get it until June. PPE. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
Yeah, it's times like these where I'm really excited that I already got the Rona and, you know, can just do whatever I want now. That's antibodies.
Yeah.
That's exciting though. Is she doing okay? Or is she
No, she's fine.
She hasn't grown like a third ear or anything.
Not that I've seen.
I mean, I've heard some horror stories from one person in Alaska who had a mild reaction. It's been awful. Well, I mean, your wife now can go out, go shopping, spend money, do whatever she wants, right?
She just hung out at a bar all day yesterday. She's like, screw you. I'm just going to hang out at this bar.
Would you know by what she spent where she's hung out for the last day?
You just picked up on it.
Yeah. I've been trying to set that up for a while.
Yeah, it was good. So we were texting yesterday and we went through this a little bit, but then we stopped because we were like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. We're all married men with spouses who make a decent amount of money compared to us. Are we all the bread losers in the family? Is that true? Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Could be. Okay. Good for us. So the question came up, like, do you have joint bank accounts? It sounds like Evan has zero feel for what's being spent in their household. Is this true?
Yeah, we just have a joint savings and checking, but our paychecks do not go into those accounts at all.
So where do they go?
They go into our own separate accounts, of which bills, et cetera, are paid for. And then anything left over will go into the joint.
How do you pay for like the gas bill?
It comes out of my bank account.
And Angel has the electric?
No, Angel doesn't pay for anything.
I feel like you're getting a bad deal here.
She pays for the car.
That she drives.
She pays for, did I mention the car that she drives yet?
You mentioned the car.
You got the car.
You pay for the insurance.
I pay for the insurance.
What about rent/mortgage? Who pays for that?
I pay for that. Landon's daycare, that's me.
Great.
Gas, electricity, internet, streaming services. Me.
So those get paid out of your account, not the joint account.
Correct.
So I'm just going on a limb here. You're not contributing that much to the joint account.
Like 50 bucks a month.
50 bucks a month. Okay. So explain how this is equitable to me, or how you guys landed on this.
Because then she puts money into the savings account, and then I take money out of the savings account for things that I want.
I see.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if it's equitable or not, because technically it's all the same thing.
If you have access to the savings account,
yeah,
then you can just, it's free reign.
It's free reign, right.
See.
I will say I did a Pop Quiznos and asked Angel, how much do we pay for heat every month? No idea.
Oh yeah, Jamie would have no idea.
Just like, give me a ballpark average. She's like, I don't know, like, she's like 25, 30. And I was like, no.
You wish.
In the summer, that is what we pay for heat. Yes.
Yeah, I think we have opposite ends of the spectrum because we're joint in every single thing that happens.
Yeah.
Like there's no, except for my secret Swiss bank account, other than that, there's nothing that she cannot have access to and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just feels unnecessarily complicated to have separate accounts. But I don't know. Some people are like, oh, you save the marriage by having your own pot that you can spend. And I'm like,
It doesn't even sound like that's the case.
You're not like spending ridiculous money because it's yours.
I want to say something right now. I don't have money to spend at the moment.
No, because you have to pay for all the bills.
That's right. Yeah, she's just spending all her money, probably.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, she pays for fun stuff, you know, like food, alcohol, travel, etc.
All her trips with her girlfriends. And,
yeah.
She goes out to have drinks with the girl. She pays for that.
Yeah, she'll pay for that.
So when I know you guys are looking for a new home, like how will the down payment work for something like that? Or is that not my business?
Well, it comes out of the savings. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not coming out of my paycheck. I don't have enough money.
Got it. Yeah, this seems complex. We're complexity thick.
Yeah. No, it feels simple because they never fixed the pre-marriage situation. That's what sounds like happened. Like you just never joined accounts.
No, we just made a new one. We just made a new account that we both can access. That's it. And we didn't do that for a year because she wasn't making any money that year. And then when she started making more money, I was like, yeah, we need to definitely join accounts now.
You didn't want her dragging down your credit score.
You need to definitely like hook me up a slice of that pie.
And to contribute a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, that's one approach.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. I wouldn't recommend it.
I mentioned this to you guys. I have a friend who's been married for a couple of years, several years, like 3 or 4 years, and they have a couple of kids now. And I'll see, you know, you can see activity on Venmo. His wife Venmos him like rent money, which is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
So weird. Yeah.
That I would love to understand how they calculate what she owes him.
What's the point?
I watched the kid for 2 days.
That is true. My Venmo / PayPal account is somewhat secret.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it just
you can only have one Venmo per bank account.
Right.
Jamie's tried to get her own Venmo, and it's like, well, no, that bank already has an account linked to it.
Mm.
So I'm always, she's like, can you Venmo this random person I work with $25 for a birthday gift?
I have that problem too.
We have that. There's a couple people on the Quacker that has that, and I've Venmoed their husband stuff for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It sounds like a scam to me.
I feel like all the men have Venmo privileges.
Because I just paid my my friend Doug through his wife. So
all of our friends, Doug, or a different friend? Doug?
Yeah, all our friends. We all know Doug. So.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah. It does. He's one person who has no idea how much money is in any of their accounts. I've never seen anyone so uninvolved in their family finances.
I would just assume that
we'll get him on here to complain.
Our friend Doug. Yeah.
Which is like another level of.
I'm confused. Doug has no idea what's going on.
Correct. If you ever ask him like where a bank account is, he'll be like, ask my wife. It's bizarre, but it works for him.
I would go out
and listen to worry about. That's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, that would be nice. Wouldn't you say most guys have Venmo strictly due to like fantasy sports?
That's 90% of my Venmo.
Yeah.
And that's my problem. I'm the commish, so I have so much money in there, but it's all going away. Hence why in all my leagues, I'm like, hey, you want to roll it over? Yeah. Okay, good. Roll it over to next year.
Not this year, or I'm about to be paid out in the Cats League.
Yeah, whatever. It's bull.
Championship.
Well, it would help to have finances, to understand your finances to buy gifts because it's the holiday season. The holiday season, Hanukkah just passed. Christmas is coming up. All other right, holidays man. Are happening. But it's a great time to sing some songs.
Correct? Sing some songs. Which brings us to this week's list.
Yes, that's where I was going, Evan. What a transition. Woo!
Woo! All right. This week's list. Was it holiday or Christmas songs? I don't remember at all. All right, great. So thanks holiday. For that answer. if it was holiday, I think we're missing a few. Christmas songs ranked. So again, we're thinking about anything that could be a classic and or original and or remake songs.
And it's the song, not the version. So there might be really good versions of one song.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah. It's the overall
song in general. But sometimes that one version can kick that song up.
Can carry you. You can ride the coattails of that one version all the way up.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, but first on this list, number five.
Get number one.
number five on this list, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
I think that was banger. Bing Crosby. Yeah.
That's a friggin' banger. Knockout movie, too. Okay. Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney. Who else is in that?
I don't know.
No one's ever seen that up. No one's ever seen White Christmas. Okay.
No, I don't.
All I know is Vera Ellen. Come on, guys.
All I know about that. That music video, though, is you can perfectly align a song from Cream to the mouths moving in White Christmas.
Nice. Perfect. So perfect alignment. Like if you play it backwards, there's a satanic message in it or something.
I'm sure there is. Hence the White Christmas. Hashtag Oscar so white.
White Christmas. this is a good song from the movie, of course.
It's a classic song.
It's a classic.
Yeah. It's a little slow if you're going to knock it.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes the slow ones are the good ones, you know, for the Christmas songs. Sentimental value. This shout out to Izza, who got this on the list and was going to join us, but then couldn't because Paul scheduled something wrong. White Christmas. There were like three songs that were kind of like five and six or seven, you know? So this one popped in.
I hope I pull clips for all those, but
I don't remember.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
You guys root for a White Christmas? Do you prefer a White Christmas?
I used to.
Yeah.
Now I know I'm the guy that's shoveling, so no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a no for me. I would rather it not snow. Ever.
What a Grinch.
Looking for this global warming to start paying dividends, am I right?
Well, we've barely had any snow this year, so I would rather I've always felt like if it's going to be 20 to 30 degrees, let's just have snow. Why not? At least make it
fun. Yeah. But if we're in the 40s, no.
Fair.
Like don't drop down.
Yeah. I don't need slush in my streets. You know?
Slushy, though,
just in my 7-Eleven Slurpees. Number four on the list is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus. Yeah, I have like another 15 seconds of that.
I'm surprised it didn't land higher for you guys.
I had this at number two. I had this at number two.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The Jackson 5 version is awesome.
There are multiple good versions. Jackson 5 version is the best.
I listened to the whole Jackson 5 Christmas album yesterday. Anything on that album could be top five. Yeah. Anything on that album. They make it so much better.
Yeah, it's a good album. See,
who does Santa Claus is coming to town in this one? I have the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, are they like the Pointer Brothers?
Singing Santa Claus is coming to town on my on this Christmas album that I have.
Wow. Do they point?
Anything else would be just stupid.
Yeah, I like this song. I mean, it's pretty harmless too, right? Like, there's no some of the other Santa Claus songs, as we'll talk about, kind of annoying, weird messaging. This one's just, yeah. Hey, he's coming. This is great.
You might want to rephrase that one a little bit.
There's also a Bing Crosby.
Clean up your version. Mind.
Yeah. Yeah. But
there's a lot of good versions.
Trying to get away from this dead sound. Number three on this list.
Wagyu.
Silent.
You're still out there?
Number three on this list. Silent Night.
That's like an assumption.
All right, that's enough.
Is that Mariah?
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Wow, I'm sorry. I officially apologize to Mariah Carey for confusing the two of you.
Hashtag why is Scott's brain so white? Jeez.
No, Mariah Carey's white.
I'm just saying that Mariah is a
that
better
didn't,
singer.
That didn't make sense. Yeah. That didn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
At all.
This is an interesting one to get up this high.
But it's a perfect peaceful one.
Yeah. And I didn't want too many like church going songs, but this is like the classic one, right?
Church.
It's emotional.
Yeah, they'll put this one at Midnight Mass.
Oh yeah.
Get the candles out.
I will say, as an adult, I enjoy it. As a kid, when they played this at church, I was like, here goes 6 minutes. Jeez.
Oh, we're doing the third verse too? Oh. You ever do that in church where you're like, you see all the verses and you're like, no, we're not doing all four.
Yeah.
We got to
let's go.
Two, right?
Let's go. I got presents to open. Let's go.
What was your Christmas tradition? Like, did you do Christmas church in the morning or did you do Christmas Eve?
Look, I went to Catholic school. I went to church all week. I don't need to go to church again.
Oh, that's the best way to do it, probably.
We switched it up. It was mostly midnight mass, though. Which is literally
that's like dedication.
11 o'clock or midnight. It sucked.
Yeah.
That doesn't work because like the adults need to be drunk at that point, right?
I think they were.
Yeah, I think they were. I think that's why they were willing to go.
Good point. Yeah. We switched over to Christmas Eve, but for the first like 10 years, it was Christmas morning and we didn't like get done with that until we didn't start opening presents till like 9, 10 a.m. And looking back, I'm like, what were my parents doing to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually did Christmas Eve. Angel's family has a weird tradition where they do midnight mass. They come home. They get to open one present, but then that's it. And then they get to do all their presents like 4 days later.
Wait, what?
Why 4 days?
But like, so her folks always hold like a big Christmas party every year, like 30 people. And so they spend all Christmas.
20? They might be. What's happening? No comment from Evan over there.
I won't be attending if there is one.
Fair.
But they have to spend all Christmas Day preparing for this big Christmas dinner with like 30 people.
This was happening when she was a kid?
Oh yeah.
So she didn't open presents on Christmas.
She opened one technically. Yeah.
Wow. Someone should have called social services on these people. That is.
Yeah.
The worst, we went to church every week. My parents went to church every Sunday. So the worst was when Christmas was on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday because you had to go Christmas and then you got to go a couple of days later for Christmas.
Yeah, what was like the cutoff? Because if Christmas is like a Friday, do you have to go Friday and Sunday?
Good. Or is you that you got to read to Sunday?
Oh, anyway, we would go to Mass.
Well, that's like, Silent Night. Yeah.
If Christmas Eve was Sunday, my dad's like, we're good for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Silent Night, what a song. All right.
Really
number
that song.
Number two on the list.
I love the Holy Nights part.
Has to be. I'm surprised I didn't put it at number one because it's my favorite, but that's all right. Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the
another Bing Crosby hit.
That's Andy Williams. So let's take a step back and talk about Andy Williams, shall we? The only Christmas album needed at any point. We don't need any others. Put on the Andy Williams album. You're good to go.
I'd highly disagree, but all right.
Oh, if we're doing albums, it's for sure top five.
Yeah.
It's
Michael Bublé number one, obviously. Let It Snow.
The Bublé album's not terrible. I mean, it's a good album. It does the job.
I mean, they're all kind of the same.
Well, yeah, they're the same songs. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Like I said, it's one of my favorites. I have a hard time defending the scary ghost stories, however. Not sure where that came from. I don't talk about scary ghost stories unless we're talking Jesus, but then it shouldn't be a scary ghost. So I don't know what's happening with the scary ghost stories.
I don't know. Krampus?
The Grinch?
Yeah. What is Andy... I was going to say Andy Reid. What is Andy Williams's background?
Singer-songwriter, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know. I've Wikipedia'd him a lot to be like, is he alive?
No way.
But I don't remember anything about him.
He's part of the 27 Club, if I remember correctly.
I don't think so.
He's an American singer.
There we go.
Died in 2012.
Yeah. Oh, R.I.P. Andy Williams.
R.I.P. Look at that guy. He's a happy guy.
43 albums.
Holy crap.
15 gold, 3 platinum.
Jeez.
Freaking legend over here. Never won a Grammy, though. Ouch.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're putting out stuff like Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Well, I think through 43 albums, he did a little bit more than a couple Christmas songs.
But no, they're all Christmas albums.
Yeah. Can you name another Andy Williams song without looking at the internet?
Jingle Bells. We'll talk about that one. He does a Silent Night. He does all the classics on that album.
Again. Yeah, but like, yeah, okay, sure.
I think there's a White Christmas on there. He doesn't do the number one, that's for sure.
There's only one person that could do the number one. She doesn't have to work another day in her life because of this one song. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. He's here. Oh, whoops, I hit the button.
That's all right, we got the idea.
Yeah.
We'll hear it another 40,000 times this year. It's okay.
I have 40 seconds of that song because I didn't know what to cut.
It's true. I want to shit on that song because it's overly popular, gets played way too much.
I'm over it.
It's a good song.
I have one friend who plays this in June and I want to punch him in the face.
That's fair.
But the second Black Friday starts, I'm all for it. All for it.
It's racist, but
Black Friday.
Yeah, it's.
What's your problem, Paul?
Pretty great. 94, did we say? 1994, I came
Yeah,
out?
94.
Yeah.
It's fresher than that. It's timeless.
It does feel it timeless, is. Doesn't it?
The music video is a little weird, but that's okay.
But who watches music videos at this point?
These days, yeah, no. But like, there's like a rumor that she makes $11 million a year in copyright off of this one song.
Really?
That can't be true.
Yeah.
Why does she do anything ever again?
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't need to.
Oof.
Do you remember when she tried to sing this at Rockefeller Center a couple years ago and just like couldn't?
That was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, her voice just up. Completely gave out.
Yeah.
Didn't she also screw up her New Year's Eve?
That was it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know. I'm surprised she hasn't been canceled yet.
She's pretty close.
You're about to be.
Canceled. She got canceled from Nick Cannon. Ooh. What's up?
She should have gotten canceled for Glitter. Have you guys seen that one? great movie. Really?
Let's be honest. She should have been canceled during MTV Cribs when she took off her clothes and got into her jacuzzi.
Mm. I'm not sure why she would be canceled for that.
As Dave Chappelle said, Mariah Carey's ass, crazy ass, is still available.
She came out with a second Christmas album, it looks like. That seems unnecessary.
People are trying to go back to the well.
Her Wikipedia is way too complicated. It's way too long. I can't follow this.
But that song is so it is timeless and classic. It will always be a hit. It's like it's the best poppy Christmas song out there.
Yeah, it'll always be your baby.
That was pretty good. I think we'll talk about sexy Christmas songs, right?
This is borderline getting
it's close to sexy Christmas. From a lyrics perspective, I should not like it because of what it's about, but the tune is just too catchy.
Did you write it? Anyone know?
I doubt it, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Although she writes a lot of her music, I think.
I was gonna say she co-produced with Walter Afanasieff.
Yep, that's definitely how you say it.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Nailed it.
You can look it up.
Walter seems like a great guy. Obviously has good vision.
You guess if anyone can guess what his nickname was, I'll give you a quarter.
Ass man.
No. It was baby love.
I was actually very close.
Kind of like Babyface.
Kenneth Babyface Edmund?
Yeah.
Speaking of baby...
Oh, okay. Evan, you were so close to making a good transition. We had a worst this week. Paul, do you want to talk about the worst?
Yeah. The worst this week is Santa Baby. And that's because Christmas and sex appeal just don't mesh. You got to keep them separate. So any sexy Christmas song was on the short list for the worst, but Santa Baby is the sexiest, so it's the worst.
Especially the
Madonna version. It's so sultry.
I apologize to the listeners for this song.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
No editing. That was Marilyn Monroe's version of Santa Baby.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I thought I was going to double down on it. But
I thought you were going to play the Ariana because that almost made your top five at first. Can we talk about that?
I didn't know that. That's not Santa Baby.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was too, but it's not.
Okay.
I agree with Paul. It's kind of, if you're going to trade your body for presents, Santa, it's just too, never trade your body for presents. First of all, number one,
good rule.
But to Santa, kind of gets you on the naughty list, and not the right kind of naughty list either.
Yo.
It's just a gross song. It's not appropriate for the time of year. This is a kid's holiday and celebrating the birth of Christ. So I don't know that trying to get some strange from Santa Claus is really the theme that we're going for.
Definitely celebrating the birth of Christ. Please rewind to our Silent Night review real quick.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably get into it. We'll get into it in the comments, but yeah, this is too sexy for Christmas.
No, too sexy.
So yes, that was our list. We had White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Silent Night, Most Wonderful Time of the Year, All I Want is for Christmas is You, Slightly Sexy, and then Santa Baby, Too Sexy is the worst. We did get a couple comments, so that was exciting.
Yeah, let's get to them.
Let's get to it.
Didn't quite go viral as predicted, but
true.
I swear, true. Like our Facebook page, it says 56 people reached. We have like 200 people who like the page. So something's wrong with the Facebook algorithm.
I never see it. I have to look for it.
Yeah.
I never should have
boosted
either.
It for $20. Use our ad money.
Yeah. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with other sexy songs, or you want to go to non-sexy songs?
Let me just give my take on a lot of Christmas songs. Just in general, why are there so many songs about missing you, I need you, this like romantic time of year? Like, maybe I'm just in a bubble, but I never... Don't you just go home to your family and that's kind of it?
Yeah, but you miss the ones you love during the holidays. I enjoy my family. I wouldn't go as far as saying I love them, but
like your family is your, this is the time you're away for like 3 days. You can deal with it. And then you get back together. You're good. Like, what about Christmas makes it like, oh, this time of year, how I miss you.
Yeah. Why do people feel horny around Christmas?
That's the more succinct way to put it. Yes. That's what I was trying to get at here.
Speaking of horny Christmas songs, here's one that didn't make the list but could have.
Santa's my buddy friend. He keeps me warm in the cold winter snow. He's jolly and kind, and I don't even mind when he sees me and shouts, ho, ho, ho. Santa's my buddy friend.
Santa's My Boyfriend by Amy Poehler. Kristen Wiig, yeah, nice. And my Rudolph.
Nice. What's the name of that?
I'd never heard that.
That group? And from the Finger Lakes?
Is that the that Finger one? Lakes, yeah.
The Maharaja sisters.
That's a great skit, by the way.
Yeah.
But I will say this, so again, normally I would be against this next song that we had, that we talked about, but then, you know, you hear this version and you're kind of like, ah, it's a bop.
Oh, so mommy can say,
kissing, Santa Claus.
Like again, Jackson 5. That's
on.
Yeah.
It's a good song. It's a bad message, but it's a good song. Brian had a comment on this where it brings up an interesting, kind of obvious argument. Either you're either seeing your mom commit adultery with Santa Claus, which is probably not a fun experience, or you realize that your dad is Santa Claus and you get your
childhood's ruined. Your
childhood crushed, realizing that Santa's may or may not be real.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not great. It's not a great experience one way or the other.
Or you find out a good message. I would
also Santa Claus.
This is where the Jackson 5 kind of loses me a little. Good song until
this
like
this is where they do.
Yeah, like the last third of the song, I feel like it's a lot of screaming in my ear.
Okay.
And I just don't need it. And it doesn't help that I don't like the song to begin with. So I'm gonna nitpick it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But
I again don't like the song, but the Jackson 5 version. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever heard another version though, as I think about it here. Are there other versions of that one?
Oh yeah, there's plenty.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw Mommy. We got the Ronettes, John Mellencamp, Amy Winehouse.
I'm
interested in the John Mellencamp version. That's interesting.
I have the John Cougar Mellencamp version.
Oh yeah, that's this. The album. Album. Yeah. Excuse me.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Rare. Okay.
What do we got next? I feel like Evan's in charge because he has to.
Yeah. Trip Els talked about Els. Red Nose Reindeer.
Rudolph.
Red Nose Reindeer.
What did I say?
Back next week. Next week.
Red off. Rhymes with Adolf.
I have two versions of this song, just FYI. So I think this is the version that everyone's talking about.
It's reindeer of all. Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on! All of the other reindeer.
Sorry. I found that online. I just Googled Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that was the second version that popped up.
That is great. That would have made the top five if I'd... I feel like I've heard that, but...
Okay, here's
the next draft. We do every week.
Here's the actual version.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. It's a great kid song.
Fine. It's fun. It's fun to sing. It's fun to do in your end of your Christmas pageant when you're in third grade.
You get to sing like the alternate lyrics.
Yep.
Like Pinocchio, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
that's fun.
Crowd pleaser in kids' recitals.
Yeah, totally.
There's a better Rudolph song out there.
Well, it's Silver and Gold.
No. Is that a Rudolph song?
I'm just thinking of the movie.
Did everyone just freeze? Everyone froze.
No, that was me. That was Paul.
I was waiting on you guys to come back.
Oh, my internet's unstable. Great.
Oh, mine. Good. Mine's great. I'm feeling good.
There's a better Rudolph song. And you said Silver and Gold. Is Silver and Gold a Rudolph song?
It was the first one from the movie that I could think of.
Oh. Chuck Berry's. Chuck Berry's. Mm. Run, Run, Rudolph. It's a classic song.
Yeah, we might have missed one in the top five there.
Yeah, that's six or seven.
Yeah. again, that's another song. I have 40 seconds because I didn't know where to cut. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I don't know where
big
to go
fan.
From here.
All right. you were
big fan.
You commented actually. Let's go to that. You wanted a Run DMC song. I don't know if you have that queued up. I didn't see that. Oh, there we go. The mic in my hand, and I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
That song is awesome. Christmas in Hollis.
It's been a long time since I heard it. I listened to it because you brought it up. It's pretty good. I'm surprised how much I enjoyed it. That's saying something right there.
I mean, like, it doesn't have a strong chorus at all. I don't even think it has a chorus.
A little bit of a run-on verse, if you will.
Ayo. this is just a critique of 80s rap in general. Why does Run always have to yell at me when he's rapping?
They do seem to yell at you.
Yeah. DMC.
Same with NWA. I feel like they just yell at you too.
They get quieter in the 90s, and then it's like
normal. And then they just start screaming again.
Yeah.
Lyrics go out the window.
But it's a Christmas in Hollis is a great song.
No, it's a good ad. You also had Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song. Again, great song.
Sexy Christmas song.
It's too much of a downer, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like, me up.
It's like, F you. I'm not talking to you.
And also, really once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So.
Good take. That's true.
We were driving downtown. We went to go see the Christmas tree at Millennium Park, which highly recommend. They actually crowd control very well. And some band was just playing this outside of the Wrigley building, and we rolled down the windows. It was pretty awesome.
Was it the Bucket Boys?
It was not the Bucket Boys. Bucket
Boys. They played at the All-Star game. My last, or did they?
Who else was at the All-Star game? Wasn't there someone else who was the halftime act?
And Common was there.
Oh, yeah,
he was more like a narrator. Was the
Wasn't Chance the Rapper the
probably? Everything in Chicago.
I didn't appreciate the All Star Game as much as I should have, knowing that I wasn't going to go to another event for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh well.
LeBron. As they say.
Do you want to go to J Pat's fan?
Yeah, let's go to J Pat's fan. I like this song. I think it's a legit modern song that people forget about. It's a good one. It's the Biebs.
Biebs. We'll be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shorty with you. Here's my thing. Don't say shorty with you in my Christmas song. Mm-hmm. Shorty with you.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it. My only problem with it is this whole notion of mistletoe is a bunch of crack daddy BS.
Man, mistletoe guy.
Who has mistletoe? What is this? This isn't a real thing.
Yeah, mistletoe doesn't really fly in 2020.
I wasn't even taking it that far, but yeah, it's not even the concept doesn't work. Come on.
You know, there's an office Christmas party in 2019 where that happened, and the guys was just like, "Oh, gonna stand under the mistletoe."
Yeah, we work office party.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's it's not top five, but it's a underrated song, I'd say.
And this was cute Biebs, not tattooed, drugged out Biebs.
It was back when Biebs was a little more innocent.
Yeah.
Let's go from J Pat's fan to J Bells, Jingle Bells.
I was trying to avoid this one. But yeah, Jingle Bells was talked about.
It should be a top five. Is it in my top five?
I have the Frank version.
For those of you who don't know Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the
Way. Oh. The Frank version is pretty good. I'm gonna throw that
swing songy, man. I'm tapping. There's a lot of good versions. Snapping my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I think there's iconic Christmas.
I don't like riding in a one horse open sleigh, so the whole concept is lost on me. Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a better Jingle Bell song.
What? The rock version?
Jingle Bell Rock by Andy Williams.
They're both great. How did we leave both of them off the list? You have to put at least one of them on.
You don't. Here's top five list. Gotta make
top
cuts.
Five list. I think it's say. they're too childish to get in the top five. Like my top five was original hits, not something everyone's remade over and over again.
But it's so like you can't have a Christmas album and not have a Jingle Bells on it.
Like I get Brian's point. It's a classic for a reason. It's a good argument. It's Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I bought Llama Llama Jingle Bells for Landon.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Llama Llama. Llama Llama has more books out there.
Llama Llama is like, series.
Yeah.
That's true. There's a sticker that says there's a Netflix show. Not sure that was necessary.
I'm not sure what came first, honestly.
I think the book did, because my sticker says now a Netflix show, I believe.
Yeah. From Jingle Bells, how about some Christmas rapping? The song that Scott hates.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas.
I only cut just Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, and then I just hit auto repeat.
Sucks even more.
Just hit auto repeat.
This might have been the worst.
This is probably legitimately my least favorite when it comes on, because I get so frustrated with the offbeat lyrics and syncopation and like all these like weird things going on with the song. I can't handle it.
What?
Syncopation on the bingo card. Okay.
Yeah.
It bugs me, Ted.
You really were a professional music artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you there probably isn't even syncopation. I'm probably making that up, but it's a word that I threw out there.
Yeah, I like it.
That's fine.
Who sang Christmas rapping? Who was that?
I just pulled the clips. I know.
You must have seen.
Oh yeah, totally. I saw it.
The waitresses.
The waitresses. Oh,
maybe the Spice Girls version is better. I'll have to check that out.
Doubt it. Okay, from here, should we start going traditional songs?
No, I'm gonna do one more shout out to mother-in-law Brenda, who said her worst would be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's a good call.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
It's a good joke. Good comment.
Yeah, it's a nice joke.
She's probably made it every year, but that's okay.
Now it is a great to marry your mother-in-law.
Do it, Paul.
You flinched.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny song, I guess. Maybe top 50.
I remember
it's in the hippopotamus.
I was like, oh, this is funny. Yeah.
Last one that we didn't talk about is the Chipmunk song. Come on, it's a great song. I want a hula hoop.
No song to play.
Still want a hula hoop.
No, no song.
We don't have a song for that one. All right, never mind. Moving on.
The Chipmunks Christmas, sure. When I was a kid, loved it. But
every Christmas Eve, I listened to that. I listened to a record of the Chipmunk Christmas story.
Why?
Record player. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to pick a song over there.
Oh,
cool. Looks like you're looking.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I just got the tapes from Frank Sinatra himself. He sent me over the masters, so I played that one.
Good guy.
Again, it's a slow start, but I kind of feel like we always have to play it during Christmas. It's a great song.
It's one of those that is good in the background. Like if you're putting Christmas music on while you're unwrapping gifts, you know, you can have it on.
You want me to play Christmas wrapping again?
No, unwrapping. Okay. But I don't want to actively listen to the song. I'm bored.
Yeah, it's a little too sleepy.
Yeah.
Sleepy to make sorry.
Don't
it's
have
your show.
One.
It's your show. No, you go ahead.
Speaking of sleepy, little drummer boy.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts.
I pulled the Bing Crosby, David Bowie version.
Solid version. You know, Little Drummer Boy is weird because some people it's like their favorite. And most people, they hate it. But then you have this contingent over here that's like, that's the best Christmas song.
I was honored to win the role of Little Drummer Boy in first grade.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. What does the Little Drummer Boy do?
You walk up the main pew at church at the end of the year mass in Catholic school, and you bang drum as you go, walk up to the
front. Damn. That's pretty cool.
Silly top hat sort of thing. It was kind of corny.
It sounds like an honor.
It look cool.
I was honored at the time.
Nice job. Where's the cool story? I got it from my story, but not his. I will say, I don't think we have a clip for this, but the Little Drummer Boy reminded me. Shout out to my boy Jason.
Jason from the Tavern
League. He gave me the idea of Home Alone's song, like in the church.
Which one?
That's like quintessential Christmas. I can plug it in afterwards.
that's not a Christmas song though.
It kind of is.
Oh no, it is a Christmas song. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to figure out what the name of that song is.
While you do that,
I said I would bring it up.
Home Alone one that was jobbed. Carol the Bells.
Wait, no, isn't that song? Isn't Carol the Bells that song?
No, that's different. This is somewhere in my memory. Here it is. Oh, I can't play it.
It's not going to play.
No. Disappointing.
All right.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's like the one the scary old guy's daughter is singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not so scary.
No, he's still frightening.
He still is scary, even though. So yeah, good one there. Not top five.
Not top five. Let's roll through the Bublé hits with.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Let's first off just say. Gorgeous voice. Some might say one of the best voice. Some might say even like top five concert I've ever been to. But
oh yeah, that was like a couple of years ago.
My favorite concerts are Michael Bublé.
No,
he's got a good voice.
I've seen him three times.
I like him. I think he's gotten a little, or he did for a little bit there, a little bit too trying to be something like old fashioned just because his voice is kind of that way. I feel like he could broaden his horizons. He's good enough. But then I'm going to do a Christmas special. And it's like, dude.
His main hit out of that one.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Great. Great. Hit after hit.
It's no Burl Ives, but it's fine. Just saying. Let It Snow on that album. I don't like his Jingle Bells.
His Jingle Bells is not good.
No.
Yeah. I have Let It Snow, but not Michael Bublé's version.
Let It Snow. It's a good one.
Oh, the weather.
Not good for Paul.
It's frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Okay. Man, so when I was listening to this, so this is the Dean Martin version. And I was like, is this a precursor to It's Cold, Baby, It's Cold, Cold Outside? Is he like getting ready
to commit? Just let it snow.
That crime?
Keep snowing.
And then he's like, baby, it's cold outside.
You wouldn't want to be out there, trust me. Yeah. Why don't you sit down right here? Should we talk about that?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't pull that clip, but
it's a bit rapey.
A bit.
I've been talking about it for a long time, and I'm glad people finally caught up. Having said that, I do have a hot take. which might not be that hot because nobody talks about the song, but that John Legend version.
John Legend, Kelly Clarkson.
Threw that song.
Terrible.
You took a concept of like, we should make this not so rapey and made a mockery of it so that everyone on the other side can be like, oh, PC. No,
let's take the so out of these sentences. It is a rapey song and they made it not rapey. It's not a so-so rapey song. It's not so rapey anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That was on our worst contender song, but it was too easy.
I think it's too easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were trying to be a little controversial, which apparently we weren't because everyone was like, yeah, Santa Baby sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks.
The Dean Martin. So I think I was watching Elf, and Zooey Deschanel sings this in the shower with Will Ferrell next to her outside of the shower, and I think that's the moment when I was like, oh, yeah, this is a super weird song to be doing that scene in.
It's a disappointing part of the movie. Because you're like, it's a sweet scene, but they picked a song that they didn't need to. Could have gone with any other song. Shout out to the Andy Williams Christmas album for not having this song. Good work. Nice job.
Okay.
Another point.
So I have a few left. Scott sent me NSYNC.
I don't know what I sent you. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Christmas, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Hold on. Oh, you cut it off.
Wait, why are you saying hold on?
Right at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You can't not jam to that song. It's great.
That takes me to high school, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's fun. It's not gonna be top five, I get it. But
yeah,
I'm happy when it comes on, tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll clap along to that one. You also sent me Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, you don't need to play that. We all know Sleigh Ride. I was just going down the list.
What about Christmas Song?
Oh yeah, we should talk that. That's a classic. Nat King Cole.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you. Look at that voice, man. Whew.
Rangy.
Great song. Great song.
Yeah.
Again, there's this cutoff where somewhere in the 80s, everyone's like, I'm not doing slow songs anymore. And I think that's when I start liking Christmas music a little bit more. Everything's good. It just gets better when we stop doing slow songs.
It's different. Songs we miss that you probably don't have ones for. What are your opinions of like Wonderful Christmas Time and War Is Over and those like Paul McCartney songs?
Wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, great
so
song.
So generic to me. But that's fine.
That's my whole knock on Christmas music. It all sounds kind of the same after a while.
I think the Paul McCartney and then the John Lennon song. First of all, the John Lennon song, it gets knocked off the list simply because Yoko Ono is on it.
Yoko Ono.
I've called many of my best friend girlfriends Yoko Ono several times. The Paul McCartney one, especially when they're married now. The Paul McCartney one, it's like a straight up Paul McCartney needed to do this in about 2 hours, and he's like simply having a wonderful Christmas. Done.
Here's a synth.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of them. We missed Feliz Navidad. You liked that one.
Love it.
It's a good one.
It's fine. It's repetitive.
Yeah, a little repetitive. I'm happy for the first 30 seconds. I'm like, all right.
That's like the best 30 seconds.
What about Blue Christmas?
Ooh, Elvis.
Having a blue
A little too sexy. A
little too depressing. God, he's moving his hips. Ugh.
Meli Kalikimaka?
Yeah.
Ooh, great song. Great song.
It's the Hawaiian way to say Merry Christmas in a special way.
Oh.
Damn.
I listened to, and I haven't watched it. I don't know why I haven't watched it, but I listened to Casey Musgrave's Christmas album yesterday.
Something I didn't need.
Just hang on before you finish that thought. Like, how come everyone has to do a fucking Christmas album? Casey Musgrave? Isn't there 15 minutes up too? Like,
I think so. She had, you know, she had the one album.
You know what it is?
You know, I don't follow country though, so maybe she's the biggest thing in the industry.
I don't know.
You know what it is? Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Dang it. They did that Christmas thing. They got an Emmy for best primetime Christmas show, or like best primetime holiday special. Everyone's trying to get their EGOT, Paul. Okay. Lady Gaga's just one step further with that. They think that's an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You throw James Corden in the beginning of your album and it's gonna suck.
Is that Casey Musgraves?
Yeah, James Corden sings in the first song.
That's unnecessary.
I'm done with James Corden. I'm done.
I think a lot of people are. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Is he canceled yet?
Canceled.
But he sings in the car with people.
He seems just kind of like a sellout.
Yeah. Have you guys watched Prom yet? That was a dumb question.
I don't know what that is.
Never.
It's on Netflix. It's Meryl Streep and James Corden and
next Meryl Streep,
something like that. It's a musical about prom, and Angel puts it on and she turns it off and she's like, I didn't even know this was going to be a musical. And I was like, what do you think James Corden's doing in it? Like, he's not a good actor. He can just only acting. Sing. He's not even funny. I don't even know why he got a late night show.
I don't know.
Like good writers, maybe.
Can I just do the next episode as me ranting on how I don't like James Corden?
Really went into that. But from a Christmas list perspective, I think we covered almost everything. I have a bunch more here, but I'm not going to talk about them because we could go for days.
I have a clip of the song I sent you, but I'm not going to play it.
Oh.
The This Christmas song. About the woman who's feeling upset because she can't observe Christmas because she's dating a Jewish man.
Wanted that to be the worst. I said no because one, nobody knows it. Two, kind of a funny premise, if we're being honest.
I'll put in the outtakes, but the best line is like she goes, "I won't be roasting any cherries or chestnuts on an open fire." And then she goes, I won't be mixing meat and dairy this Christmas.
Boom. Roasted. Well, I can't believe we did this because Paul almost quit 3 times. It was an intimidating list.
Yeah.
But we, true Idol fashion, we pulled it off with the best ranking.
What a way to close the year.
Wow. What a year it's been. Yeah.
Think of all the things we've overcome as Idol.
Like we did.
The fact that this podcast is still going.
We still have a podcast going.
Scott had COVID.
I got over COVID. We did a whole bracket. We were one of the only people to do a bracket in 2020. So that was cool.
We invented the bracket. Yeah. You're welcome.
The 3-part episode.
Great episode. We almost did another bracket episode.
I wanted to, but Paul shut it down.
Hey, I'm just a special guest.
We did a live Wendy's podcast. That was great.
That was a good one.
I miss doing live podcasts, I will say. Hopefully we can.
Oh, yeah. We did a podcast from my backyard.
Yeah. It was fun. We had Wendy's there too.
Featuring the air conditioning units next door.
Yep.
Wait, you guys didn't like the
40 degrees. But thank you to all the listeners for sticking with us through 2020. All of you, all dozens.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to our
super sexy Christmas. You get all hot and horny. And and I think that's a wrap on Idol 2020.
Evan, anything else over there?
Nope. That's it for me.
We have a soundboard. We didn't call that out.
Oh, yeah. Big we got a soundboard. That's it.
That's it. Okay. We're going to close this out strong. Well, thanks for joining us. I think that's it for us in 2020.
2021 is going to be such a better year.
Izza, anything you want to add?
Home Alone's the best. Okay. Thanks, Izza.
Elster?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah, we need that drop. Okay, 2021 is going to be the best. We know it. You know it. What do you got to do?
I'm with Paul.
Go out there, smash that like button.
See you next week.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.